Lordy, oh boo. I'm finding Audio Boo on the Android phone, and also now recording Audio Boos through the Audio Boo website. A little bit unreliable. I did some boos yesterday, tried them two or three times, and it just wasn't happening. So I'm sure, of course, Mark and all the team there are working on all these things to get them sorted. It's a little bit frustrating. And now I feel a little bit personally invested because I've spoken to Mark now on Skype, who's kind enough to do an interview with me. And he's a really decent bloke. So, Mark, if you happen to catch this, mate, I'm going to buy an iPhone probably on the back of wanting to have a really good audio boot experience. But still, at the moment, I've got an Android phone, and yeah, it'd be really great to have some of the issues with that platform ironed out, because it really is quite difficult to use audio boo as seamlessly as I'd like to, just because the app on Android doesn't work as it should. My experience on the iPhone, having audio booed on my iPad and on an iPhone, is that it is completely seamless there. So I think it's just Android. And of course, I fully understand that producing apps for the Android market is a little bit kind of like the Wild Wild West, because there's so many different devices out there with so many different kind of technical issues and all kinds of stuff. Whereas, of course, producing for the iPhone, you're producing really for one device. You know, an iPad is really just a big iPhone. So I kind of understand why there are problems with the Android platform. But still, you know, me wanting to use Audio Boo, yeah, the platform at the moment on Android is kind of interfering with my sharing. Anyway, I'm out walking the dog, working really hard on my final assignment for my degree, and I've just had a lot of different thoughts and things rushing through my head about how I want to present and produce what I'm doing. And of course, I'm producing a series of podcasts. Did a really nice interview yesterday with Jody Clickhorn, and you know, that's a podcast episode that will be going up hopefully later this week. But of course, I'm having to kind of spend a lot of time on the report itself, or the report part, because I have to package all this up and submit it to the school in just over a week's time. So at the moment, I'm kind of concentrating on that part, figuring out how I'm actually going to present it. And I've been going to and fro. Over how I'm going to do that. I've kind of negotiated with my teacher to do kind of part print, part audio and video. And the more and more I actually kind of write different sections for the report part, the more and more I feel this is an audio documentary. So that's where I'm aiming now, to be honest. You know, all the people I've spoken to and thinking about this whole idea of transmedia and dogs barking in the background. I'm out walking the dog and Emma's getting nuts. Come on, pick us up. sorry, I had to pause there. It was going nuts. We were passing a garden with some other dogs in it. And Pixel just went completely nuts. Whole territorial thing with dogs, especially male dogs, of course. Yeah, I've been going back and forward over how to present it, and more I feel that the content and the way that I'm actually producing it really suits an audio documentary. So what I'm actually going to do is present it in that way. There's some new bits I need to record. I'm going to kind of distill the episodes of the podcast. So what I'll actually present when I'm done is kind of the podcast will be in the appendix, I guess. They're kind of part of the product, but the actual product that I want the examiners and the teachers, lecturers to look at is the actual audio documentary itself, which will probably be somewhere in the region of an hour to 90 minutes, probably closer to 90 minutes. So I'm kind of distilling an awful lot of audio, because it's quite a lot of audio from the podcast series now, distilling it down into a nice little package that's kind of about an hour, 90 minutes, something like that. One of the problems with this is no one, as far as I know, has actually presented a final exam project at my school like this before. I've read the rules. There's nothing in the rules that says I can't do it. So from that point of view, I'm kind of a first adopter, really, at the school, which I think is really cool. But of course, yeah, I've been talking to my wife about it, talking to my tutor about it at school. You know, and with both of them, I said, oh, I'm producing an audio documentary. That's going to be my report. And my tutor was like, well, okay, so you're going to include that in the appendix of your report and put in a written report? And I said to him, no, it's an audio documentary, so it's all about the subject that I'm talking about. So the audio isn't in the appendix, the audio is the report. And it took him a moment to kind of, well, it seemed to take him a moment for it to click and for him to get his mind around it. This, I think, is going to be an interesting exam, because I'm a first adopter doing something, and you know, when I handed in a week on Friday, the reactions are going to be interesting. But on the 19th of June, I actually have to go in and defend what I've done. I have to talk about what I've done to a couple of my teachers and someone from like an examiner. So I guess my presentation will be about why I've done it this way, and defending why I've done it this way, and why I think producing a piece of media is just as relevant in this day and age as producing something that's written. And it is. I mean, the amount of effort I've put into producing this series of podcasts and this audio documentary, you know, it's like writing a novella. I mean, it really is just as much work as actually producing something that's on paper. So it's going to be interesting to see what the reaction is. I'm kind of sticking my neck out a little bit, being a first adopter and taking on a new media, new kind of format for presenting something at an exam. So there is a likelihood that it all might fail, that I'll come away with them, you know, not quite understanding what I've done and feeling as though I haven't conformed to what they traditionally get. But really my argument is going to be, it's a course in multimedia design. Multimedia being the optimum word, it's actually multimedia design and communication. So multimedia and communication being kind of the key words in that. So in my mind, you know, it's completely nuts that these kind of teachers and examiners are clinging to a stack of paper, basically, especially in this day and age. It's the age of transmedia, it really is. And that's a lot of what I'm talking about, what we'll be talking about in the documentary, and what a lot of what I've been talking about in the podcast. It's the age of transmedia, it's the age of communication, the age of being able to do what I'm doing now, which is share a thought stream while I'm out walking my dog, publishing it across two or three platforms on the internet for people to tap into if they wish to. So yeah, it's going to be interesting. There is a chance that it all might fly up in my face, so to speak. I mean, the very worst that could happen is when I'll get a low grade. I've been getting top grades all the way along the course, 10s and 12s, which are 12 is the highest grade and 10 is the second highest grade. I've been getting that all the way through the course. So it wouldn't be the end of the world if I suddenly got a little bit of a lower grade in this exam because of that. Because my performance has been good so far. It's been above average. And the worst case scenario is they just do not accept it at all. And I have to redo the exam, which is really not the end of the world. But I'm kind of counting on the fact that I can make the relevant arguments and put them forward in a way that makes it clear that what I've produced is actually just as relevant as a stack of paper. All right, I'm going to finish walking the dog now, head back to getting on with producing the documentary. I'll be you later.